For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now, the Friday before Christmas. I'm so happy to be joined by a good friend, a guy that is a sponsor of this show, but he's also a great friend and a great patriot, Rico Aller, the former California refugee who now makes his home with Carson Insulation in Northern Nevada, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Rico, Merry Christmas. Good morning, my friend. What's up?
Hey, I am so glad you called me today, Kevin. I get to do the show today because my wife had me busy doing honeydews around the house, so I get a break.
Whoa! Well, just tell her next Friday we're giving you the week off because I'm taking the week off, and we'll give you the week off too. So those honeydews will just have to wait a week. That's all.
Honey, I get next Friday off.
Yeah, there you go.
She's giggling.
I love that. Rico, let me just ask you, what is Christmas like around the Rico Aller homestead?
Well, it's eclectic. We never know for sure. Depends on what's going on in our lives at the time, but we always have the family over for a big dinner, and we have, we give presents. We celebrate Christmas because we believe in Jesus Christ. And I know the date's wrong and all that stuff, but I like to do it, and the family enjoys it, and it's a really good time to get together and talk about important things.
And one of the things I know, just having known you, whether it at Dry Supply or at Carson Insulation, you are very family-oriented, and now, through some of the stuff you've done just in the last couple of months, your businesses are totally family-oriented and family run.
Yes, they are. And my son-in-law, Ryan, and my daughter, Rachel, are at the shop today running the show because I'm not there. I am here at home. And the grandkids are there with them right now. We're going to go pick them up later and bring them to our house. We had them all day yesterday, and they played and made messes. It was awesome. And we're going to do it again today. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I think that's absolutely great. Let me ask you about some of the stuff. I know you were out in the wild. You were the great American hunter that was traversing the nation. How many miles did you put on your truck?
10,138.
That is coast to coast.
All the way, baby.
I just love
that. And we made a lot of side jaunts, too. We didn't just go back there. You know, it's about 7,000 miles if you go from coast to coast. But we did a lot of side trips and, went to some special places while we were on the road that we wanted to see. And, it was just wonderful. It was a great break. And it's the first time in, God, I don't know how many years, 20 years that I've taken off that much. I've never taken that much time off, 5 straight weeks completely out of the pocket. And it was good for me because I think I needed the a detox a little bit. We've been under a lot of stress, you know, with the business transition and all the things going on in our lives. It's sometimes it's important just to get a break, get away, and you know, kind of veg a little bit. We did that, so it was great.
Let me ask you about 2018. It was a year of transition for Rico Aller and your family and your business. Can you talk a little bit about what you did and what kind of year 2018 has been?
Well, we I've been in this business. I started in the insulation business in 1983, so it's been 35 years, isn't it? 35
wow.
years ago, my wife and I started in our garage, and we began a small insulation business and grew it from it for a number of years. Then in 87, we took on the drywall and roofing line and began to sell drywall and roofing products, retail and wholesale, and grew the business for many years. And then in 1994, I went into the political arena, and I separated myself from the business. I had to by California rules. And became an assemblyman and then later a senator. And I never really intended to return to the business. My intention was not to do that. But circumstances required me to. And when I did, I found out it was so much fun. I couldn't believe it. I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed it. And went back into the business, and we kind of recovered from the downturn of 07, 08, and 09, which was really tough, and regrew it. And then I turned 60 in July. And I resolved that it's time to take some chips off the table. So we sold the supply division of the business to ABC, which is a wonderful company. Two of my sons are now employed by them as managers. And I retained the insulation business, and that is where we're going to grow and continue to work. And it's a good business, and we're enjoying it. And we do a lot of work all over Northern Nevada and Northern California. And that's what we're doing now, and we're enjoying it very, very much.
I know that that we used to say, "Come on by the warehouse and hang out and have a cup of coffee over, you know, next to United Rentals." But you've got a new location.
Yeah, we're at 101097 Highway 50 East. Highway 50. I guess you don't have to say Highway 50 East anymore. It's in Mound House. And if you're coming from Carson City and you go under the trestle, the V&T Railroad trestle there, about a quarter mile on your right, you'll see a giant blue building. I mean, it's a honking tall building. That's the one we're in. That's the one we bought. And it's the old Blue Mountain Steel building. And it's way cool.
And I'm assuming and I'm assuming the offer is the same. Come on by, have a cup of coffee.
Oh, you betcha.
You always got coffee on, right?
Always got coffee on. And my daughter wants to get a Keurig, you know, one of those little coffee makers.
Oh, yeah.
Ones so that,
yeah.
You know, I still believe in the old-fashioned bun with a big pot, make a full pot of coffee, and then I can drink coffee for as much as I want.
Old school, old school.
I'm so old-fashioned, and my daughter is so, she just tolerates me, you know. I come to the office, it's like they're saying, oh, God, here he is. What are we going to do now?
Well,
I wonder what he's going to whine about.
I got to tell you, you've got great family. You've raised some great children, and you got to be so proud. I want to ask you, though, 2018, very good for Rico Aller and family. I want to ask you about 2019. Are you bullish on 2019?
I'm pretty strong through the summer. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we watch building permits and septic tank purchases, all kinds of things that precede our trade, and we watch those, and that's a real strong indicator for where we're going to be in a few months. And the Tahoe market is very, very strong. The Carson City market is very strong. And everything outlying, Yerington, Stagecoach, all the areas around Gardnerville, there's a lot of building going on still that's been backed up. You know, it's work that has been under contract for general contractors for some time, but, you know, they have so many projects ahead of it that they're just now getting to them. So we'll know by about July what to expect, but I'm already preparing for a downturn. It's inevitable. We've had 6 really strong years in a row, growth years, up through about 2016. It kind of peaked, and it stayed about level, in my view. I'd say the end of 16 through 17 and all of 18 has been pretty much of a plateau. It hasn't really gone up much more, down any. So the inevitable downturn is coming. It always happens. I've been through three already. This would be my fourth. And we'll be in real good shape going into it because we're preparing for it. And I think all of your listeners should do the same. Plan for the downturn and make sure you're in good position, because if it doesn't happen or it happens later, we are all that much better off.
There you go. There you go. Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation. He's bullish, but he's only bullish till next summer.
Well, I'm pretty confident of that time frame, but I think 2019 is going to be a good year all the way around.
Leading up to a presidential election year with Trump apparently on the ticket, although I heard that John Kasich is going to be on one of the Sunday shows, I think Fox News Sunday, that he's going to be on, and maybe he'll announce that he's going to run against the president. I don't know.
You know, I used to really like John Kasich, and he's turned into a psycho idiot in the last couple years. I don't know what's happened to him, but when he was in Congress, he was really solid. And he's just gotten crazier and crazier. And you know, when you try to apply the standards of our Christian faith in terms of church to politics, it just simply doesn't work. It doesn't fit. It's the wrong model. You know, politics is more like war than it is like church. And I'm disappointed in him. And he hasn't got a snowball's chance. He's not going to win the nomination. Trump is going to be our nominee. And he's going to be reelected to president, and John Kasich can just win all he wants.
Can I ask you about this? I don't know if you've seen this, the Border Wall GoFundMe page.
I think it's awesome.
Brian Colphage, a triple amputee, a Purple Heart winner, Iraq War veteran, started this, what is it, how many days ago? 4 days ago. Yesterday at the beginning of the show, it was at 4.6 million. It was at 6.9 million, at the end of the show. It is now at $12.6 million already into this GoFundMe. They're looking, their goal is $1 billion. They're a ways away from that, granted, but it's only been around for 4 days. You like this idea of the American people trying to tell Congress, we want this wall?
You bet. And you know what? I don't know if you remember it, but that's an idea that I mentioned to you about a year ago.
Yep. I heard it here first.
And I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad somebody's doing it. And by golly, this very day, I'm going to send a contribution. I think it's a great idea. I haven't done it yet, but I just heard that in the first day it raised $1 million. I thought, well, that's really amazing. But in 4 days to raise $12.6 million, so that averages about $3 million a day. They'll get $1 billion in 1 year.
If
that pace maintains.
Well, as more people find out about it, I don't see this on any of the cable news shows.
They're not going to be able to keep it off. After a little while, it's going to become the story. They'll try to find some way to spin it as racist or something, but as soon as they put it on the air, it's just going to explode. It's just so much fun. I can hardly stand it. I've been a little concerned lately about some of the rhetoric from Trump as regards the wall, kind of backtracking a little bit. But remember, he's done this repeatedly as a part of his negotiation technique, is to pretend to entertain something that's contrary to his view. And then later on, he goes right forward and does exactly what he said he'd do to begin with. And I'll bet you the farm that that's what he'll do again this time.
What I love about this is Brian Colphage, I think, had the right idea. He said, if the 63 million people that voted for Trump all gave 80 bucks, that would get you to $5 million or $5 billion. And if that's what we want, why not just shove this in the face of Congress, especially the Democrats, and say, hey, we want this wall. Read my lips. We want this wall. And here's $5 billion.
And what's the estimate is $5 billion, isn't it? The cost to complete?
No. The total cost is about $21 million. $21 billion, excuse me.
Billion with a B. That's a big number, but compared to the national debt and the national or yearly budget, food stamps are beat that up big time.
It's
a very important thing.
Think about this, and this is where I think everybody is missing the boat. That if we have a wall and it's 95% effective, it reduces crossings by 95%. We're not going to have to spend as much money.
Of course not.
Along our southern border,
we're paying all those services.
Exactly.
To those illegal aliens.
Exactly. Yeah. So you give me that number, the number that I'm going to save. That should be the number.
That's what we do in business. That's what we do in business every day. I don't mind spending $100,000 if it's going to save me $125,000.
Yeah.
I don't mind spending $1 million if it's going to save me $1,250,000.
Yeah.
That's how business people think. But politicians are idiots, and they don't think that way. And it's very frustrating because you can't apply common sense to the political arena because people are, so many voters are just knuckleheads. They're ill-informed. They have a particular scarcity bias that can't be escaped, and they just think that if we spend money in one place, it's just gone. There's no upside to that unless it's on social welfare programs.
That brings me to my final question for you for this year. After you just railed about politicians, and I've asked you this before, and I've gotten the same answer every time, but I want to see if things are different today for Rico Waller, especially considering your business transition. You don't have to spend quite as many hours of the day or even days in your business. And I'm curious, would you ever want to run for election up there in northern Nevada, a fairly conservative place to live and work? Have you ever thought of doing that and getting back into the politics thing, but on the Nevada side of the state line?
No, I don't have any intention of doing that. And, I feel like, I know this sounds selfish, but I paid my dues. I did the, I've done my duty, and I wore myself out doing it, and, had heart disease and all kinds of illnesses, that kind of illness, at least heart disease related, I'm sure, directly to that stress and the constant warfare that was going on. And I'm a warrior, but I'm an old warrior, and that time has passed for me, but I can give good sound advice to younger people and healthier people to help them in their battle. I want to bring up again my affection for Danny Tarkanian. He put his whole life and effort into this and did not win. And when I talked to him on the phone, I said, Danny, the good guy doesn't always win. The good guy often loses, and particularly in the political arena, he loses. And you are a good man, whatever God has in store for you, you don't know what it is yet, but there's a future for you. It may not be in politics. It may be in another realm, but keep your chin up and have a good life, because it's so difficult. I lost my race for Congress by 1/3 of 1 percentage point and got outspent, 5-1, came that close. And it was really, I didn't even realize for years how painful it was to me. I didn't know until later how much it stung. It took years, literally, to kind of absorb it all and get past it. And I'm never going to go through that again. I did my duty. I did it well. I fought hard. I never shirked. I put in the time and the energy and the effort and the money. And I'm through with that. And yep. As much as I appreciate people wanting me to do it, I'm not going to.
God bless you, Rico Waller. Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family. I hope you have a great holiday. And we will talk after the first of the year every Friday. And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, and don't anybody forget that Jesus Christ died for us. And that's what this whole day is about.
There you go. Rico Waller, thank you so much. Rico Waller, Carson Insulation, Mound House, and a brand new, the big blue building right there on 50 Highway East. You can't miss it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, the GoFundMe page for the wall, the border wall, up to $12.6 million. That's incredible. More on that coming up. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all straight ahead, live and local now.
Seven 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
live and local now. I was over at Ichabod's Lounge last night, and they are still taking reservations for Christmas Day. You can keep the family together this Christmas Day without countless hours in the kitchen. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye. I've never had that. Lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. So make your reservation today. Don't leave it till Monday or even Christmas morning, because I don't want anybody to be disappointed, okay? Get your reservations in today. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The place will be rocking on Christmas Day. And don't forget, all the Christmas Day specials begin 12 noon, okay? So cool. Let's get to your phone calls. This is what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get a chance to call in. Take the program in any direction you want. We keep it reasonably simple. You call me at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Jameson picks up the phone. What do you want to talk about? You tell him what you want to talk about, and then I put you on the air. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show when our lines were jammed. It may be something that we talked about earlier in the week. Or it may be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. In fact, let's begin with Patty. Patty in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. I wish it was a good morning. I am watching the pre-vote for the Senate to vote on the House bill. And unfortunately, there's 12 senators that feel that they don't need to show up to vote, whether they've gone early from to go home for the holidays or what. But our great Senator Heller from Nevada will not answer his phone in D.C. because they're closed for the weekend. And the office that I'm calling here in Las Vegas will not answer. They answer and click cut off. They won't talk to anyone. And he has not voted yet. Where is he? Get the word out.
Let's find out. Maybe we can find out in our final 20-some-odd minutes where Dean Heller is. I mean, I've been watching some of the debate, not all, so I may have missed his speech.
Well, I don't care about his speech. Get his ass in there and get voting.
Wow.
We've got Corker, Hatch, Heller, Isaacson, Kyle. We've got Paul. We've got Feinstein. There are Jones, Murray, Tester, Udall, Risch. They need to get around there. This is an important vote, and you can show how much these people are just for themselves and don't care one damn thing about the people of the United States legal citizens.
And by the way, I thought even these guys that lost elections, they are still a senator to the end of until the end of the term.
That's correct.
Until the new guys in January are sworn in. These guys are U.S. senators.
Yes, and if they don't want to do anything, Mitch McConnell, get out of your office and declare a nuclear vote.
There you go. Nuclear option. It's out there. Patty, Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to another friend. Somebody that's on this program. I don't agree with him hardly ever. But you know what? He's been with us, and when he's not in Florida, he's with us on the phone or he's listening. I know he is Critical Carl. Oh, I'm sorry, Clinical Carl. And he joins us.
You know, how you doing?
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Same to you. It's 3 hours later where I am right now, and the weather's not as good as you have it. It's very overcast and a little drippy, but, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway.
By the way, Carl, for the record, you're in Florida.
That's what they call the place, yeah.
Okay. His palatial estate, His palatial estate in Florida.
No, it's not palatial.
Okay, well,
it's only 40,000. It's only 40,000 square feet. No.
Oh, God
kidding.
Bless
just
you!
Kidding.
I love that.
Just kidding.
What's
just
on your mind,
kidding.
Carl?
Yeah, I just want to give you a little Christmas cheer. The vote's going on, and I hope, for your sake, that the president they get the presidential erection of the wall. You know, I think that would be very good. That was a joke. Okay.
I noticed. You were one step away from the red button being pushed.
Okay. Let's go. Just two quick points. The Trump Foundation, I think you heard, was dissolved and closed as a charitable fraud. It's also being investigated by the IRS for uses from that, for uncharitable uses. I wonder what that's all about. And Mr. Flynn, all Trump and your side keep saying he was tricked into lying. Well, I know how they tricked him into lying. I found out. They asked him a question. So I don't know what
so
you think
sad.
About that. What? Come on. You know it's true. And the last point, the President Trump really doesn't like Christmas. He says he does, but he doesn't. But he would love it if it were about him.
What
do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Carl, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody. And I'll get to you at the beginning of the year.
All right.
I know things will be great.
Hey,
take care.
Very good. Clinical Carl from his palatial estate in Florida. Yeah. Where he says there, it's kind of droopy and drizzly. And and here it's clouding up. But I don't know that we have a forecast for rain. We certainly don't have a forecast for snow like they do back in the, along the East Coast. Some of those places do have a forecast for snow. I want to go to the audio sound bites because this it's starting to get a little weird. One of the bright lights in the Republican Party is a congressman from Florida by the name of Matt Gaetz. He was on with Chris Cuomo last night. And I think Matt Gaetz probably had it better than anybody I have heard, Republican or Democrat. Let's go to cut eight real quick, because I want to get Matt Gaetz in. He was on with Chris Cuomo last night. And by the way, he's unafraid. He's like Kellyanne Conway. He'll go on MSNBC. He'll go on CNN. He'll go on anywhere. He knows he's going to get attacked. But Matt Gaetz was on with Chris Cuomo, and he's figured this out. The same way we were talking about it the other day on this program. But he talks about it on Chris Cuomo, that this government shutdown is all about Dems keeping President Trump from yet another legislative victory, along with tax cuts and a whole bunch of other stuff. But that's what this is about. It is not about a border wall. It's not about a government shutdown. It's about Dems trying to keep Trump from another legislative victory.
Are you comfortable with a shutdown over Christmas because of a wall that really comes down to a dollar amount?
I don't think that this is really a debate about the wall or even illegal immigration. I think it's about depriving the president of a win on a campaign issue that was central to his election. The hypocrisy among Senate Democrats is ridiculous. 10 Senate Democrats have already voted for the Homeland Security appropriations package that includes $25 billion for border security.
Right.
So it's not that they're ideologically opposed. In 2006, Chuck Schumer said that our local governments, we had to save them from being overrun as a consequence
it's
of
true.
Illegal immigration and the cost drivers. So, I don't think this is really even about immigration. I just think here at the end of Republican control, the president wants to squeeze out another win. His base expects that reasonably. And I think that Democrats just want to deprive him of that.
Okay. I do think to some it is about a border wall. And the Democrats just don't want to give him what many of them have already voted for. I mean, they voted for, what, $25 billion? It's just crazy. By the way, we, the people, will fund the wall. GoFundMe page. $12.688 million. Do you remember yesterday we were talking at the beginning? It was 4. what was it, $4.6 million? It is now up to $12.6 million. And it's well on its way to $13 million. And by the way, this is not going away. And if they're going to have millions of dollars that they want, they're shooting for a billion. And my guess is they will probably get a billion. That's crazy. I mean, this is great news. And maybe this is what we should be doing. You know, if Hollywood elite liberals want to fund some stupid cockamamie thing, let them pay for it. They got all the money. And by the way, on the site you will see the names of people who have donated. Henry Tenenbaum, $18. Josh Miller, $80. Roberta Rapp, $25. Jeffrey Slosser, $160. There aren't a lot of $1,000 donations. These are just plain folks. We'll update the numbers for you. We'll also get back to your calls. You want to join me? You want to be a part of the show? Here it is, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. For those of you that are wondering, this weekend is getaway weekend for me, so I will not be with you all of next week and New Year's Eve. But I will be back on January 2nd. And we will have some fun. We'll be talking about a long government shutdown. You think we will? Yeah, it's possible. But we will continue on the show to update this border wall GoFundMe page. I think this is America at its finest. And to the Democrats that don't want to fund the wall, then screw you. I'm done with you. I'm absolutely done with you. Nas, I'm serious. To you Democrats who don't want to fund the wall, you don't want to give the president a victory, to hell with you. We'll fund it ourselves. Rico Aller said he was going to get off the phone with me and immediately put in a call, or go online rather, to We the People Will Fund the Wall. Brian Colfage, K-O-L-F-A-G-E. More of your calls coming up from all across the state as we continue live and local now. There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Everybody and their brother talking about James Mad Dog Mattis, decorated general, and soon to be the former defense secretary. Senator Jack Reed, let's go to cut two, because Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, he's a Democrat, was on with Jim Sciutto last night on CNN. He apparently met with James Mad Dog Mattis before the resignation, and he had no idea that he was resigning.
I did not expect him, frankly, to resign. I think that came later in the day when he tried his best to convince the president, after listening to many people, that this was a terrible policy. It would endanger the United States, it would endanger our allies, and it would cause this great questioning of our willingness to be a reliable partner in any endeavor.
Sarah Sanders, she said tonight that Secretary Mattis and the president, quote, have a good relationship but sometimes disagree. I wonder if that's an accurate description of their relationship, because Secretary Cohen made the point that Mattis was deeply frustrated with a number of prior moves by this administration, canceling exercises with South Korea, questioning the intelligence community's findings on Russia's interference in the election. I mean, this was really kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, was it not?
This was the straw that broke the camel's back. And the sense I've had, and from afar, frankly, is that the president has been trying to distance himself from the secretary, mm-hmm. as the secretary was trying to do his job for the mm-hmm. benefit of the American people, and particularly, as I say again, the men and women in uniform in the United States. And so I think at this point, though, the policy was so wrongheaded, was so ill-conceived, was so detached from the reality of the facts on the ground that he just could not continue to serve.
The reaction was understandable. Some on the Democrat side of the aisle are saying this is further evidence that the president is in some way unfit for duty. He's become unhinged. But this was a resignation level, a letter rather. And it was one of those deals where he couldn't convince the president. And so he does what anybody does. I mean, it happens in private business. If you can't get the boss to agree with you and you believe strongly, or you have core beliefs, you leave. No, Jameson, stay right where you are. Stay. He disagrees with me from time to time. In fact, all the time. Jeffrey Toobin is the senior legal analyst on CNN. Let's go to cut seven. Because he had an interesting reaction to the resignation letter of James Mad Dog Mattis. And I want you to listen to Jeffrey Toobin and what he makes of it. Again, he's a lawyer. He's a legal expert. This is a little bit outside of his purview. But he has an interesting perspective. Listen to this.
This is a good metaphor for the Trump presidency. It is more and more concentrated on the views and beliefs of the base of the party, the House Republicans. I mean, you know, the Mattis decision today and the apparent decision to shut down the government over the border wall. I mean, they are part of the same governing philosophy, which is the president doesn't reach out to his adversaries, political adversaries. He doesn't compromise, and he goes with the views of what of the people who he feels are his closest supporters. I mean, he is going to close down the government because Ann Coulter got mad at him. And that's where we are on the budget side. And you know, Mattis is a representative of a broad Washington consensus about military matters. You know, he is not known as a particularly political person, but he's out now. Yeah. And you know, the phrase "grown-ups in the room" is probably overused and maybe not even that useful, but. There are no more grown-ups in the room. You know, remember, there was McMaster, too. McMaster's gone, and Kelly's gone, and now Mattis is gone, and we'll see who's in charge now.
More on this coming up on Monday. Pat Casale will be in, by the way. And one of the things that I'm going to try and get him to do is just to update you. So, Jameson, if you can supervise that effort, because I want people to know how much money has been spent by 208,000 loyal, patriotic Americans. $12,700,000 donated. $12,737,596. The goal is $1 billion. Thank God for people like Brian Colfage. I pray that there's nothing weird about him or, you know. But the fact is, he is a triple amputee, Iraq War veteran, Purple Heart winner. I think he paid at the office. Anyway, I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I'm going to take a little time off for a week or so. I'll be back with you on January 2nd. Pat Casale and Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will be guest hosting, and a couple of best of shows thrown in for good measure. We will reconvene on January 2nd. Hopefully the government will be back. If it's not, I don't think anybody's going to miss it. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Merry Christmas right here, live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.